So we're going to do some praying at the end of the service tonight. And, you know, our theme for tonight is to watch and pray. Mm-hmm. There's so much happening out in the world right now. And so it would be a marvelous opportunity for us to get into fear and to worry. But how many of you know we cannot hide our head in the sand, amen, and pretend that nothing's going on?
No, we're not
going
to do that.
We have made the choice as a church. We are a praying church.
Amen.
We know that purposeful, powerful prayer, it paves the way for the impossible to become possible.
Yeah.
So we choose to pray. We choose not to worry. We choose to watch and pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as believers, we pray prayers that make a difference.
Yeah.
And prayers that effect change.
Yes, we do.
You know, you've heard the saying, prayer changes things.
Yes, it does.
Has anybody seen things change by prayers in your life?
Amen.
You know, if we testified, we could just talk all night about all the good things that the Lord has done. He is an answering prayer kind of God.
Yes.
God kind of, a prayer kind of God. Amen.
Amen.
So in James 5:16 in the Amplified, it says this, that the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. And that's who we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes, we are.
And so we can take our place in prayer because we have right standing with Him.
Amen.
So the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available.
Amen.
And then it is dynamic in its working. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
And so it's our privilege, it's our joy, and it's our right and our responsibility to pray.
Amen.
We must never, ever minimize the power of prayer.
Absolutely not. It is effective, it is powerful, and it does change things. And when you think about the precedence that Jesus put on prayer, all throughout His time here on earth, we see numerous times where He went away and set Himself apart to pray and to seek His Father, to commune with His Father. And then right before He was to go to the cross, He really modeled before His disciples the importance of praying. He even asked them for their prayer support. If we look over in Mark chapter 14, let me just summarize a little bit of what happened. This is on the night that Jesus was betrayed and when he was to be arrested. He had just celebrated the Last Supper with His disciples. Judas had left to betray Him. And He had warned His disciples at the time of His departure, the time when He was going to be offered up, was at hand. And He even told them in this chapter that they would be scattered. And He even looked at Peter, because Peter, He was saying, and you will deny me. And we know Peter, oh no, Lord, I'll never deny you. Lord, I'll die with you. And then, you know, we know that isn't exactly how it went, right? But so now, after all of that had happened, He says, we're going to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And He was going to go and pray. And let's pick it up here in verse 32 of Mark 14. Then they came to the place which was called Gethsemane. And He said to His disciples, sit here while I pray. And He took Peter, James, and John with Him. And He began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then He said to them, He's talking to Peter, James, and John, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch. So He had all of the disciples, but He had that inner circle. And He was looking in Peter, James, and John. What He was looking for was prayer support. He was looking for faith buddies.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Have you been in a situation where I need people to surround me right now.
Yes, that's
right. I need people to come alongside me.
Amen.
And hook up with me and offer their supply in prayer. We know that there is power in agreement. When you get the right people that you know they're not going to, you say, you know, I need you to pray for me. And they're kind of like, oh, okay. You're like, they probably aren't going to. But when you have people that you are connected with and they are men and women of faith, when they say, give me your hands, let's agree right now. That's awesome to have those kind of faith buddies for sure. Jesus, in this scenario, I'm sure that he was hoping that they would understand the seriousness of the hour. He'd been telling them what was about to happen, and they would pray. I wonder if he's trying to do the same with the church right now.
Yeah.
We, his inner circle. Mm-hmm. If you're born again, you're in Christ Jesus. And us that are in him, I wonder if he's trying to get that same message across to the church. The seriousness of the hour.
Yeah.
And let's pray. Let's offer our supply. So he continues here. Let's look at verse 34 out of the Amplified. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sad. It's overwhelmed with grief, mm-hmm. so that it almost kills me. Remain here and keep awake and be watching."
Yeah.
Then let's jump down to verse 37. He came back and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Have you not the strength to keep awake and watch with me for just 1 hour?" Then verse 38, "Keep awake and watch." And in this verse, he adds this, "And pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In this passage, three different times, he used the phrase, keep awake.
Yeah.
Be watching.
Keep watching.
What did he want them to watch? He wasn't telling them, and he's not telling us. Make sure you watch plenty of CNN or Fox News. There's a really big story about to break. That's not what he said. And he also said, watch. Don't get in fear. Don't be afraid. We don't pray in fear. I mean, we can look at things going on, but it kind of reminds me of this story that I heard many years ago of an old farmer and his wife. And they had a son who was, let's just say, was on the lower end of the spectrum there, a little bit slow. But a storm was coming and brewing, and they were out in the field. And so mom and pa, and they grab their son, and they start running to the house, and it doesn't look like they're going to beat the storm. So mom and pa stop. They're going to kneel down, and they start to pray. And the son grabs them both, yanks them up, and he says, "Keep running, Ma and Pa. A scared prayer ain't no account." In other words, you better not pray out of fear right now. We better keep running to the house. But that's not what we're doing. We're not praying.
That wasn't your brother, was it?
No. Not praying a scared prayer. Some of you might have understood that. A scared prayer ain't no account. In other words, not the time to kneel down and start praying. Keep running. But anyhow, thank God he does hear and answer our prayers.
Amen.
We pray them in faith, not out of fear. We're in a spiritual battle, and we're going to keep awake and be watching. Amen.
That's right. So the word watch, then the definition of that would be to keep guard over, means also to tend. It also means to wait expectantly or to keep informed about.
Yep.
And so that's the, that's the opposite of being dull. That's the
opposite of
being asleep. That's the opposite of being clueless.
Yeah.
And really, that's what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. He warned them, pray that you enter not into temptation. Mm-hmm. Well, the temptation for them, and I think the temptation for a lot of people in the body of Christ, is to be dull, to get lazy, and to fall asleep, if you will, at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a time to be a sleepy saint.
That's right.
This is a time to be a stirred up saint.
Amen.
This is a time to be a fired up saint.
That's right.
This is not a time for the Heart of the Bay Christian Center to cruise toward the rapture. No. This is a time for HBC to be stirred up, girded up, fired up, and ready for what God has in store for the body of Christ in this hour. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Watching.
And so they fell asleep on the job. And, you know, if we hired a security guard, or if we hired somebody to watch over the building, perhaps, you know, at night, and the security guard fell asleep, well, what happens? The thief could come in and steal everything while the guard was asleep. And if we as a church fall asleep, the enemy could take advantage of us.
That's true.
In 2 Corinthians 2:11 in the Amplified, it says, to keep Satan from getting the advantage over us, For we are not ignorant of his wiles
no.
and his intentions.
No, we are not.
Understand this, that his intentions are never, ever
good. That's right.
You know, I'm thankful for our usher team here, and I'm so thankful for decades and decades the protection that they've provided here at the church.
Yeah.
I can remember when we were over on Royal Avenue in our other building. It was a Sunday night service, and right during the service, a thief came in and stole some cameras. I don't know
camera.
If it was one or two, a video camera right
the
during
back.
The service.
Yeah.
But our ushers spotted him, and our ushers chased him down to the corner over there on Royal Avenue and held him on the ground for 45 minutes till the sheriff could get there. Well, thank God for people that are alert.
Yeah.
And, you know, the newspaper for Hayward is called the Daily Review. And there was a write-up in the Daily Review about what happened. And the headlines was, thief did not have a prayer at a church in Hayward.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, glory to God, the thief is under our feet.
Yeah.
And he does not have a prayer. Because we're awake and we're alert and we're rising up
Amen.
In this hour. Amen.
Amen. We're not ignorant of his divine.
So Jesus is our commander in chief. Everyone say with me, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And has he not given us a great helper?
Yeah.
Weren't those small groups awesome?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, our helper?
Yeah.
You know, you were talking a little bit about prayer partners and faith buddies.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage everyone that was a part of the small group, continue to reach out to those that you connected with during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Develop a relationship. Let there be a community of faith.
That's right.
Let there be a community
of
partnership.
Amen.
Let there be a community of prayer.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
No good thing will he withhold from us as we agree in prayer.
That's right. Amen.
So Jesus, as our commander-in-chief, has given us a mighty helper.
Yes, he has.
And thank God the Holy Ghost will alert us.
He will.
On the evil plots and strategies of the enemy.
Yeah.
You've probably seen some old Western movies, and they have a saying, we're going to head them off at the pass.
Yeah.
Well, the enemy may come against us one way, but glory to God, he's going to have to flee before us seven ways.
Amen. Amen.
Because Jesus is our Lord. He's our commander-in-chief, and he knows the big picture.
Amen.
And so he's given us the advantage. Prayer is the believer's advantage.
Amen. So he has called all of us to be watchmen. So we're going to look at scriptures concerning that, but let me just give you a definition of watchman. There's a few we'll look at. This is a person hired to watch or guard, especially at night, to guard, to protect, to maintain, to hedge about, to be aware, to take heed, and to keep watch.
Yeah.
Just like Pastor was given that wonderful story that really did happen. We didn't make that up. It happened. But you and I, in the realm of the Spirit, are called and commanded to be watchmen and watching over territories. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6, it says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Of course, this was written to the Jews, but it can apply to us as well. He has set us as watchmen. He has authorized all of us as believers to use the power in his name to exercise our faith, to speak the word of God, and commissioned us to lift up our voice. And how do we lift up our voice? He said here, don't be silent.
Don't be silent.
Lift up your voice. Well, I love this scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. Again, O Zion, you who bring good tidings. Well, that's us. Thank God the gospel is good news. When we share with people in our prayer time, we're praying the word. We're praying good news. Get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings. And this phrase just stands out to me. Lift up your voice with
strength.
As a matter of fact, let's say that together.
Lift up your voice with strength.
And then he commands again, lift it up. Be not afraid to say to the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Oh, come on.
And oftentimes when I'm praying, I'm reminded of this passage, and it says to lift up your voice and say to the cities. We say to Hayward, Jesus is Lord.
Behold your God.
Behold your God. We say to Oakland,
behold your God.
Whatever city you live in, speak to that whole area. That's your domain. That's your territory. You can declare Jesus is Lord. Devil, you're not having my city.
Behold.
Amen.
Behold means look to God.
Look to God.
Look to God. Stop looking at all the stuff that's going on around you and look to God.
Amen.
For He is the author and the finish of our faith.
That's
Amen.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Look.
Behold.
Look to God.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Taking your eyes off of the circumstances. If all we're looking at is what's going on, we will get in fear. And we won't pray in faith. And we won't be lifting our voice up loudly and boldly. But we'll be going, oh, Jesus, help us. No. Jesus has already helped us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Look to God. Look to His Word.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is the answer.
He is the answer. And as we begin to develop in our prayer lives, you will also realize, and you will just track it out, that there's going to be times that you're going to have a greater unction on you to pray about a certain thing.
Yeah.
It's called Spirit-led prayer.
Yeah.
It's called picking up prayer assignments in the realm of the Spirit. And it's not always going to be the same emphasis. There's going to be a season maybe that God is leading us or He's leading you individually that you're just praying and you're crying out for gifts and manifestations of the Spirit. And then it'll change a little bit and it'll shift and you'll be crying out for lost. Oh, Lord God, we need the lost. We're crying out for the harvest. It's just like over in the book of John where Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
Well, those are rivers of prayer.
Yeah.
And they will flow in different directions and to different places. Sometimes you may feel sense that there is a healing river and you're just praying for people to be healed and there to be that kind of a manifestation.
Wonderful.
Or maybe you'll just sometimes you pick it up and it's just this thing that we need to be praying for financial breakthrough. I should get a hallelujah on that. But all could use that. And you're just like, okay, in the name of Jesus, there's an unction right now that the wealth that needs to come into the body of Christ is coming in Jesus' name. We all have territories that we need to watch and pray over. And of course, our nation, our leaders, that really should be number one. We are the ones that need praying, watching over our families, our church families, our neighborhoods, maybe your workplace, whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your heart. I'm all for prayer lists, but you know, it's much more important, I believe, to be sensitive, and that's why we Spirit-led prayer. So that's what we're encouraging everyone to do, to watch, watch and pray.
Rivers, I like that.
Rivers.
Rivers of living water.
Yeah.
So that river flowing out of you is a supply.
It is a supply.
It supplies whatever need it is.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord knows what the need is.
He does.
And so He will alert us and He will pray. He can pray with us and through us.
Yeah.
And that supply of the Spirit will flow into that situation.
Yeah.
That river will flow right into that country.
It will.
That river will flow right into that office.
That's right.
That river will flow right into that body. There is a supply of the Spirit that comes from the river on the inside of you, flowing through you. Amen? Oh, come on. Let's stir ourselves up for about 60 seconds. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory, Bakshtele, Brande. Thank you for the rivers.
And He even said in the Word of God that He would make rivers in the dry places.
Come on.
Rivers in the desert places. Those prayers that we yield ourselves to and allow to flow freely from us, they will go even into hearts and into places where people have said, oh, there's no way. There's no way they'll ever turn to God. There's no way they'll ever know revival there. There's no way that the glory of God God will mm-hmm. ever fall there. Oh, yes. Ha, 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 ha. Let the rivers flow. Ha, yeah. ha. Let them flow. And even into those dry places, those desert places, they'll begin in the most supreta. They'll begin to blossom. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Ha, ha. For sibeto. For seeds of prayer have been planted, even in those places that others would call dry. There are prayer seeds there. And mm-hmm. when nemaseta, and when you let the river of living water yes. flow there, those sibata, those seeds begin to spring up. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. I didn't see it like in Dimeso. I see it in my heart that we're, you know, you might be looking at a desert in the natural, but all of a sudden I'm seeing flowers. Hallelujah.
Glory
deserts
to God.
Blooming. Glory to
ha,
God.
Ha, ha. Oh, let's lift our hands. Let's lift our voice.
Let the rivers flow. Hallelujah. Yeah,
papata. Bring it
in. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ha, ha. So stand not on the sidelines.
No.
Stand not on the shore. But jump in the river, says the Lord.
Yeah, the river.
You have a supply. Don't let the enemy lie. He'll tell you, you don't have a supply. Mm. But I say unto you that you have a supply of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's a river of life. It's a river of strength. It's a river of blessing flowing out of you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
open up your mouth and lift up your voice in strength and let me flow
Hallelujah.
Through you, says the Lord. And great and mighty things shall occur.
Hallelujah.
And all the glory shall be to the Most High God. Woo, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Wow, 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 wow. So every one of us are supposed to be watching. Go ahead. You got something else? Go ahead.
No.
Okay. All of us then are watchmen on the waters. Amen?
Watching on the walls. I think that we just need to go to this. All of us, we have on the inside of us information. We see and we hear things that others miss. That's what Ebeshondra. And is that okay? I just seem like we're supposed to go there. That we are to be alert and aware. We have inside understanding. Reminds me of 1 Chronicles chapter 12. You want to pick up there.
1 Chronicles 12:32 says, of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do.
Yeah.
So we don't have to live in the dark, thank God.
No.
We do not have to be confused.
No.
For our God is not the author of confusion.
No, He isn't.
We don't have to be wondering, well, we just never know the plan of God. No. We're part of the army of the Lord.
Yeah.
We can listen to the head of the church.
Yeah, that's right.
We can hear from Him.
Amen.
We can know what we need to do and pray what we need to pray.
Amen. Ha, ha, ha.
Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. You know, I like this scripture that I've read the other day about how He does help us and He shows us things to come. It's in Matthew chapter 10. It's verse 26 and 27. This is in the Good News, or is it God's Word?
God's Word Translation. Yeah.
So don't be afraid. Nothing has been covered that will not be exposed. Whether it is secret will be made, whatever is secret will be made known. Tell in the daylight what I said to you in the dark. Shout from the housetops what you hear whispered. So this just speaks to me that anything hidden that needs to be revealed, we have again the help of the Holy Spirit. And there can be evil plots and plans of the enemy, strategies that the devil is trying to bring against even our nation. But nothing will be covered up.
That's right.
Wicked plots and plans against us personally, against our city, against our nation, the church will know. And we will pray. The Holy Ghost will reveal them to us and we can take authority over them. He doesn't show us these things again so we can call like a press conference and say this is going to happen or put a shout out on social media. No, we have a much higher platform than social media. We work with Him in the heavenlies.
That's right. You know what comes to me, sweetheart, as we're talking about this, we do not know always what we're praying for.
No, we don't.
You know, I think of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just read that verse. It says, Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That means our inability to produce results in our own strength, in our own might.
Yeah, yeah.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Aren't you glad we have a helper?
Yes, yes, yes.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And verse 27 says, and he that searched the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, for he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we need to do is just follow that unction.
Yes,
follow
amen.
That anointing.
Mm-hmm.
That unction will rise up on the inside of you to pray. You may not know brofasi prefelane. You may not know exactly who you're praying for or what you're praying about. But follow my Spirit, says the Lord, for my Spirit will lead you and guide you into all the truth. And he is your helper, and he will take hold together with you against that thing which you're praying for. So pray much and pray it through, says the Lord, and many things shall be revealed at the right time in the right place.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Well, of course, absolutely. Amen. Anything hidden, hidden shall be revealed as we take our authority and our position in prevailing prayer and stand on our post of observation, not in a bunker, not in a cellar, but standing on our post, raised up together with him in heavenly places. Amen.
It's a high
place. Hallelujah. It's a high place.
It's a high place. You know, I think remember one time we were down in Palm Springs, I believe it was. Remember we took that tram up there?
Yeah, yeah.
And Palm Springs is a beautiful place. You can see the valley. And so you could see the valley for what it was at eye level. But when you took that tram and you went way, way up, you get a different vantage point, a different viewpoint of the beauty of that area.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you see, when we have been raised up together, and we've made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so we can pray from a different vantage point.
That's right.
We can pray from a place in the Spirit. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Glory to God. We need to pray with the eyes of our understanding enlightened and flooded with light.
That's right. You were going to read Ephesians there. We were jumping around a bit, so go
ahead. You threw me off a little bit. Ephesians 6:18, it says, praying at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty to the end, and keep alert with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints. So we're talking about watching and praying. And Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we can pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
That's right.
That the eyes of our understanding would be what? Would be flooded with light.
Flooded with light. Amen.
God will give you eyes to see.
Amen.
God will give you ears to hear. He will enable you to see what you need to see. He will enable you to pray from that vantage point in the realm of the Spirit.
Amen. And so we as the church, we're taking those prayer assignments. Amen. We're not going to miss what he puts in our heart. We're going to see what other people miss. It is time for the church to rise up and to wake up and to pray. I like this scripture in Romans 13:11 in the Passion. It says, to live like this is all the more urgent. Do you think we're living in a time that it's urgent for us to pray?
Yeah.
For time is running out. Anybody see that, sense that? And you know that it is a strategic hour in human history.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It is time for us to wake up, and for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The point here it's making is wake up, speak up, declare the word, and pray.
I know Mark Brzee, you know, he has a daily prayer meeting. And some of the things that he kept getting in his spirit is this phrase, wake up, church, wake up, church, wake up, church, wake up, church. So it's a time to rise up and to wake up and step up and step into a spirit of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's all stand to our feet. And let's go ahead and just stir ourselves up a little bit and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I think that's enough for tonight, for the word tonight. Amen. And now let's enter into prayer. Glory to God. Basoko remedishte. Marabakushte lebrini. Glory to God. Makavite celebronde. Velevruma kaliba satali andola brevede. And so we come together tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break up our sombre. We lift up our voice in one accord in this place. Miso kola brande capasore nitila manala. Oh, brichiste malore.
Lord Jesus.
Elingo tishnena ano. Mangli bo popopalane.
Velenishe
le prapala. Brengodoshte krapatana. Father, thank you for the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing. Limbro capasto rediste le bala. Ronde le bocoste le brende le bocoste. Vropomba la baste ne manda. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bring us out. We want to pray about sleeper cells. We want to pray about Iranian sleeper cells in America. Now, many of you know that there were thousands of people coming in from Iran, and they're in America, but thank God we are not afraid. We're not afraid. We have been given complete and total dominion over these things. So, Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come boldly before the throne of grace. We come on We come and we take our position of authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind you, devil. We put a stop on you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We thank you, Father, for the grace of God and the goodness of God rising up upon the church. Oh, brichiste malane, ronde le beke stema, lo celebrindi le boco celebrando, lende le bestea. Father, we loose the angels. We loose the angels. We loose the angels around our ports. We loose the angels, Lord. We loose the angels. Go, ministering spirits. Miso rabakatala mahaya. Lord, go ahead, honey.
Lord, we know it is imperative, it is urgent that we pray right now, and we demasumbrata, and we declare watamasa, the word that we just read. If there are any evil plots and plans right now that are trying to be developed, oh, we're thanking you for the floodlight of the Holy Ghost. Let the floodlight of the Holy Ghost shine right now into those evil places, and let everything masumbra, whatever needs to be uncovered, whatever needs to be exposed, let the Holy Ghost give men and women eyes to see. We pray, Father, for those in law enforcement. We pray for the CIA. We pray for the counter-terrorist folks. We pray for the FBI. Oh, Lord, right now, let their eyes be enlightened. Enlightened beyond what they see in the natural. Oh, give them even promptings on the inside that they will kashondretaha. And their ears, let their ears be heightened. Let their hearing be enhanced. Oh, ha, 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 ha. To hear and to see evil plots and plans of the enemy. Oh, my pakishondarata. And they are stopped. They are stopped in the name of Jesus. And the pakashoto and the paladodo. We as the church, we lift up our voice. We lift up our voice in strength. We offer our supply right now and we sapaketo. We say, this is our nation. This is our territory. This is our domain. No, no, no. The will of the enemy will not prosper here. No. Ha, 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 ha. And
we plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders, over President Trump, Vice President Pence, all of his cabinet. Well, anyway, maybe Pence needs prayer. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you for the angels of the Lord that are encamped around our president, all those in leadership, over the Supreme Court. Oh, Pakashekete. Oh, ta-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- watching on the wall. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. And you did by cassette. You do give us eyes to see. Atabako sombra taha. Y pa cassonde di di ba. Onda la la ti pa cassata. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, da, 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 bako soparata. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha. Far above. Far above. Far above the plots and strategies of the enemy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Tabasho, keeping alert, keeping alert, keeping alert, keeping alert. Oh, no, we will not be asleep. We will be awake. Hallelujah. In this time and in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
So what I have in my spirit right now is praying for a drawing near for the body of Christ, a drawing near unto Him. To shake off the slumber, to shake off the cares, to celebra patasi ando capaste, limbra paste le melinde, and le maco. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. That's all right.
I thought my mic was off. I'm sorry.
All right.
That's
all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what I have in my heart is to pray about a drawing near and to pray about an awakening in the church. Amen. A ste proposta. So let's pray about that awakening in the church. Amen. Close le bringi la basse faniste. Oh, brapasike timala bratande le beste. Brapanso di diste patala mandore. Bamiando la breke. Vrapashondrika stama. We pray for a stirring. A stirring in the body of Christ. Anamaso kolamaste de bahru kalamaste. Anamaku sabrande de beste nama. A shaking off. A shaking off. A shaking off of the things of this world. A shaking off of lethargy. A sembre paparandoste le brende kabastole. O brikisite mandole brede. Vege le bondre papasso contina. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Misa la bocombre. Maje di moton de le besta parana. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have anything.
And we do hook up with that. And we declare, wake up, church. Wake up, church. Wake up, church. Oh, now is the time. My papa sombra. Oh, rise and shine. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Speak up. Get up. Rise and shine. This is not an hour for us to be afraid. This is not an hour for us to draw back. No, like Pastor's already said, we're drawing near. We're drawing near. We're getting up. We're getting up. Ha 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 ha. No ne pa sebreta. And it's not a time for the church to draw back and for the church to begin to even damasoto take on the spirit of this age and the spirit of this world. No, 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 no. We're not trying to blend in. We're going to stand out. We're going to stand up. We're going to stand up. We're going to stand up. We're going to stand out. We're going to speak up. And we're going to see back. We're going to shake off the darkness. We're going to shake it off. And we're going to shine brighter than before. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things will get worse. Yeah, things will get darker in the world. But not for my church. This is your time to shine. This is the finest hour for the church. Oh, right now, right now, right now, at the end of this age. Oh, my, my, my. Woo, greater glory, greater glory shall come upon you. Greater glory, greater manifestation of the gifts. For the world is dark, but you are the light. You are the light. Don't hide your light. Woo! Shine brighter, shine brighter, shine brighter than ever before. Oh, hallelujah. Greater glory. Ha, 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 ha. Yay, drawing, drawing, drawing. Ah, ha, ha. Drawing near. Woo! Hallelujah. Yepa sapa. Ya sapatata. Ya sabrotata. Ya prosabata. Ya trabosabata. Yepa kosotra. Yetaba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Lord.
I just got this in my heart, waves of glory. Just wave after wave of the glory of God. You know, it's in the Bible that the knowledge of the Lord and the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We need to contend for the glory of God. Amen. And in a place of reverence, in a place of desire, we desire His glory to be seen. It says that His glory would be seen upon you, church. Seen. So Father, we just contend for the glory right now. We're hungry at Heart of the Bay. We join the chorus of prayer warriors around the world that are crying out for the glory of the Lord, that it might be seen. Tangible glory of God, that you would fill the houses of worship, that you would fill the homes, that you're filling the believers, hallelujah, with the glory of God. We thank you, Father, undeniable presence of the Lord. Thank you for the power, Lord, that would be present to heal. Thank you, Lord, that the power of God is present to redeem people from situations. Lord, hallelujah, the glory, the glory, the glory of God, the glory. Fill the house with your glory. Fill the house with your glory, O God. We pray, fill the earth with your glory. Fill the earth with your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, along with the glory comes everything good. Praise God. Thank you for filling the houses with a full and overflowing supply of goodness. Full and overflowing supply of your anointing. Full and overflowing supply of your provision in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that your bride is arising in this hour. For the glory of the Lord will be seen. And she will be radiant in the earth today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Brian, come on up here, Brian. Come on up here and pray, bro. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Amen. What you got rolling around in your heart, Brian?
Huh? You got to fight for it. Fight and contend for the glory of God. That he would open up the heavens. Open up the heavens and part them. And the glory of the God shall come down and fill this place. And the waves of glory shall come through the doors. It shall fill the into a flood, into a flow, a flow, a flow of the Spirit of God.
Yes,
that
will
just wash you away. Oh, Shitaraka, get in your boat, because we're going down the river. Yes. Contend for it. Ask for it. Every day, Shiruku, and the goodness of your heart, ask for it, and it shall show.
Yes.
Don't give up. I'm here, I'm waiting. And I will show you great things.
Amen.
I'll see things you've never seen.
Yes.
Oh, no. You wait to see the power. The power changes everything. For is that the gospel?
Amen.
The power of the gospel. Without it, there's no good news. So expect the power to flow here.
Yeah.
And it will.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Word of God speaks about the church, and it's not talking about a building, but it says that you are the church, the pillar and foundation of the truth in the world. Hallelujah. If you knew what happens when you pray, you would pray more often. I think sometimes we think we're speaking, and because we don't feel anything in the moment, we feel like our prayers just hit the ceiling and bounce off. But if you realize what happens when you pray, you would pray more often. You would give yourself to it. You know, the spirit that we have received from God is a spirit of truth. And you know what he does? He reveals to us things to come. He searches all things, even the deep things of the Father, and he makes it known to us. In the Old Testament, there's an example in 2 Kings chapter 6, and it is about a flawless victory. And it is about a raiding camp. It says, it's about the Syrians who were going up against Israel. And it says, now the king of Syria was making war against Israel. And he consulted with his servant, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Do you see that? The Syrians were making a plan to attack him. And yet the man of God revealed to the king of Israel the plan. And it says, then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of the man of God, to the place the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. And the king of Assyria gets upset, and he said, there's a traitor among us. Who is revealing to us the plans that we are making to the king of Israel? And they said, not so, king. There's not a traitor here, but there is a man of God among them. And he reveals to them even the secrets you speak in your bedroom. If the children of God will rise up, if you will see that when you pray, angels are moving. When you pray, the enemy's plans are being revealed and they're being thwarted. When you realize that when you pray, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord, you would pray more often. So Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that the church would have a revelation of what happens when they pray, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you would rise us up, Lord, that you would raise the church up from a place of slumber and apathy, sitting back as things in the world transpire, but Lord, that they would see that they are the pillar and foundation of the truth in the world, that the church is the active force of God, that when God wants to do something in the world, he does it through the church, he does it through his body. So Father God, we are calling for the church of God to arise in Jesus' name, to not be afraid and to not be apathetic, but to rise up
up in faith, in strength, and in the glory of God and proclaim the truth over the nations of the earth in Jesus' name. To proclaim that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us will be condemned. In the authority of the name of Jesus, we will not put up with any attacks of the enemy. We will not put up with any sleeper cells, and we will not be afraid, but we declare that they are exposed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they are exposed. Yes, and they are defeated in Jesus' name. And we proclaim flawless victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like in that story, the enemy was blinded and they were captured. Not one life was taken. Nobody lost their lives. They were captured and God was glorified. Lord, we pray, Lord, that every plan of the enemy, Lord, that it would be blinded in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the enemy would be blinded, that they would be captured, and that you would be glorified, that all the nations of the earth would see that you alone are God and you alone are to be praised in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Will everybody stand up?
Glory to God.
Thank
glory
you, Lord. Right?
All we see is
glory
victory.
To God. Thank God for the victory.
Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
God. Thank God for the victory.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There's much to be prayed out, much to be prayed up and prayed through in days ahead. But man, we had a good one tonight.
Amen.
Amen and amen.